broadcasting live from Talk Radio 1190, I present to you the rambunctious, rambling ring of righteous rangers, readying our rockers to ring your rosies and ruffle your rump hairs. The daring and decadent defenders of diligence, digesting and delivering today's decorative and diverse details to this declared dimensional demographic.
Here with breaking news here at an hour. We are getting a flurry of reports from the city of Houston that a tragedy has taken place inside NRG Stadium after the Super Bowl. Tom Brady has had his game-worn jersey stolen from the locker room. With more from Houston is Sarah Hugh.
I'm Sarah Hugh with the latest news for you. I'm here located in the NRG Stadium, where Tom Brady has just left clearly devastated by the loss of his jersey. I have found Sylvester Turner, Mayor of Houston. Mr. Mayor, what do you have to say about this horrific crime?
Well, we're all just as shocked as the next football fan. This isn't very sportsmanship-like to steal from someone, especially that of a player. Brady's jersey at this point would be the holy grail of the Super Bowl history. I will work every police officer and will be calling in the Texas Rangers to receive Brady's jersey. I have Donald Trump's full support in placing $1 million reward for any leading information. I only hope that the fans don't judge one person's stupid mistake on the entire league and the city of Houston, because this is not what football is about, okay?
Well, there you have it, folks. This is Sarah Hugh with the news for you. Now, back to Carl.
Thanks, Sarah. I have been informed by my producer that we have Texas Ranger Ivan Young here in studio to talk about the situation. Mr. Young, what is your responsibility as a Texas Ranger, and how do you plan to find Tom Brady's jersey?
I'm a part of an elite team of gun-shooting, gum-chewing, football-loving Texas Rangers, and we will not stop till the Tom Brady jersey is found. We will follow every lead and question every single person. I only hope that the Houston police find them before we do, because we're going to rope them up good. Yeehaw!
Well, there you have it. One of the top law enforcement agencies in the nation has put its hat in the ring to find the jersey and end this national nightmare. Now, an expert in dirty laundry.
Well, you know us water boys. We are super involved with the team. We completely manage the water situation for all of the players. From drinking water, to toilet water, to shower water, and even laundry water. Without us, the team would have absolutely no water. As the lead water boy, I tend to have the most important job, which is washing all of the players' jerseys. You know, after the game, all they want to do is go home and smoke a bowl. Except for about 1 month out of the year, that is. I knew that after the game that the Patriots' savior, Tom Brady, absolutely didn't want to have to wash his own jersey. So I went and got it to wash. After I put it in the washer, it cycled through, and I opened it up, and it was just gone. I found a note that said, "Don't tell anyone," and it was signed TT. Obviously, Tim Tebow is the culprit.
Inside information from an inside source. An hour is breaking this story wide open. If we gather any more information about the serious and trying events in Houston, we will interrupt your regularly scheduled program. This has been Carl O'Sell with an hour.
Well, I mean, is it every full moon? Is it like, I mean, how many full moons are in a month?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one full moon per month. If there's two, it's called a blue moon. That's where the song comes from. Fun little fact.
Oh, I thought a blue moon was actually blue.
Blue moon.
Yeah, no, it's when two full moons happen in the same month. And typically a full moon could last anywhere from a day to 4 days at the most.
So you're out there bathing for 4 days without bathing?
Yeah.
Cool.
And just in
but
the
not,
nude.
Not bathing. Just. Okay, okay, well, here's the thing. Okay, a lot of people, there's several ways of moonbathing. The most popular and most common way of moonbathing is, yes, it is when you're naked. However, I live at home with family, can't be naked outside in the middle of the dark. So I just go out there in my comfiest clothes and meditate and dance and have a good time.
So what is the purpose of it?
It's supposed to cleanse your soul by hanging out. Okay, so by meditating in the moonlight, you're already right there, you're cleansing your soul. The moon actually controls a lot of the tides and the water and everything else. You being a human being, you're made of 83% water. Mm-hmm. So by meditating and sitting still, you actually become, your energy becomes connected with what's going on in your around the world, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then by dancing and doing all the stuff that you do after you meditate, that's just for purification. Mm-hmm. It's exercise, you're giving yourself energy.
Cardio.
And you're just bathing in the bask of the moonlight, man. And the next day you wake up, I swear to you, you're going to feel so much better.
So how do you feel today? I mean,
great. I'm on day two.
Day two of moonbathe?
Yeah.
Now, did the comet have any kind of effect on you as well?
I didn't see it, but no.
Nothing?
No.
Didn't feel?
No.
Nothing? Not a little bit.
What was that? You're like so timid. Like, no, Mr. Superman not home.
No,
Mr. Superman not here.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I don't think I could moonbathe. I mean, do you have to do it clothed? Do you do it
unclothed?
I was
saying, like, you can if you want. Really. Most people, typically, what it's, like, known for is people doing it naked.
Okay.
But I don't live, you know, in a place where I could just be naked in the backyard.
Well, all right. Well, maybe next time we'll actually join you on that moonbathe.
Yes, I will bring whatever you want. We'll have a moonbathing party.
Well, we'll invite actually our next guest to the moonbathing party. We're going to talk to Texas Ranger pre- and post-game show host Jared Sandler right after this. So stick around here on Talk Radio 1190. It's the Boys Power Hour.
Attention men over 50. Waking up throughout the night just to take a pee? Can't sit through a movie without having to drain the lizard? Having trouble urinating or even dealing with a diminished sex drive? If this sounds like you, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. But now there's a simple solution enjoyed by millions of men. It's Prosvent, a top-rated prostate formula created specifically to promote the health of your prostate. And you'll need a healthy prostate to be able to take a leak on your terms. Prosvent guarantees improvement in just 30 days. And to prove it, they're giving away a free bottle to the first 100 people who order right now. That's right, a free bottle of Prosvent with the first 100 orders. Once you try it, you'll love it. And if you don't, you owe nothing more. So, come on, call 800-961-3999 now or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. You heard me. 800-961-3999 or go to yourfreebottle.com.
It's a new year, so how's it looking? Are you set for more money and a better life in 2017? Or will you just go through 12 more months in the same old rut with the same old results? Now, if you're feeling stuck, check out My Computer Career, the IT school where you can start your new life as an information technology pro in as little as 3 months, even with no IT experience. Attend classes on campus in Dallas, Arlington, or live online to get the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, they'll help you get hired and advance with Lifetime Career Services. Lifetime. Now, if you're thinking, is this for real? Check it out. My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs nationally last year. You can join them. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. And by the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career, your resolution, and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
The Beacon of Hope Community Luncheon will be held Thursday, February 23rd at the Renaissance Hotel in Dallas. The event will benefit the Grant Halliburton Foundation, a nonprofit that focuses on adolescent mental health and suicide prevention. Find out more at granthalliburton.org. The Jeff Crilly Show, Saturday morning at 11 on Talk Radio 1190. Join Jeff as he talks about trending topics and interviews newsmakers with the secrets to being healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's The Jeff Crilly Show, Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 1190.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Jim the Brain Box with Years of Boys Power Hour Forecast. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 65. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 65. So get out there and live your life. This report is brought to you by Golden Chick.
Golden Chick celebrates their 50th year with a delicious deal. For a limited time, get a 9-piece legs and thighs, fried or golden roast, plus a family mashed potatoes for just $9.99 for 50 golden years. Golden Chick. All aboard!
Welcome back, you crazy, crazy sports fans. You're here with the boys, and it's time for Grand Slam Sports with your host, Positive C.
We interrupt your normally kind of boring Grand Slam Sports, let's just be honest, guys. Oh, we have some fun, but we can't talk sports like the guests that we have can talk sports. Right now on the line, we have Rangers pregame and postgame show host on, I think we can say the radio station's name, 105.3 The Fan. We're going to throw it out there. It's Jared Sandler online. Hey, Jared, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Saturday.
Hey,
happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you, too. Okay, before we start, what would you normally be doing on a Saturday at 6:15?
Man, that's a great question. Outside of the months of March through October, probably getting into some kind of trouble. I don't know. But once, you know, I get on a plane February 25th, and that's when I'll start my my surprise excursion. And from that date forward, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're booked for the next 6 months. It's kind of depressing, but I guess I get to watch baseball, so I'm not going to complain
too much.
There you
go.
I definitely can't complain about that. I am the registered seam head of the group. I do love me some baseball, so I cannot get you on the line without asking you some baseball questions. I would be doing baseball fans a disservice if I did that. But I'm not going to ask you normal baseball questions. We're going to play a little game, a little word association game. And this is based off the 2007 Rangers and just kind of everything surrounding the team. I have like four names. Give me a little something just with each of them. First name, it's kind of actually kind of sad, man. It's Prince Fielder.
Yeah, I guess that sad's a good word. Not to like be uncreative or anything, but let's just go with sad. I mean, it's sad in a lot of ways. You know, it's sad that he wasn't able to produce for the Rangers the way that the organization and fans hoped he would have, and rest that he might have when he was acquired. It's certainly sad the way his career ended. And that press conference in and of itself was really sad. The emotion that you saw from Prince Fielder and from his kids and from his teammates as well. But, you know, Prince was a great guy, and I'm glad that, you know, I'm not glad that the career ended this last year. I'm glad, though, that, you know, in the middle of this season that was such a struggle for him, where he all of a sudden was getting booed by fans.
Right.
That there was this moment that took place where fans realized and recognized maybe how valuable Prince was to his teammates beyond just what he was doing or wasn't doing on the field. And also, it's one of those sobering reminders of how small of a role sports might play in life and, you know, some of the challenges that people have to deal with outside of putting uniform on and trying to hit a fastball.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of challenges outside of the sport, next name, Matt Bush.
Badass.
like that.
Great
I
answer.
Mean, no, he's got such a unique story, and obviously it's, we all live imperfect lives, and Matt's made some big mistakes. He's well known up to it, but just as far as the baseball player, you take a guy that was a failed shortstop. I mean, he was going to go down as one of the biggest failures in baseball history.
Kwame Brown status.
Yeah, Kwame Brown. You know, and maybe not even because Kwame Brown had plenty of NBA service time. He just wasn't that good. Matt Bush was, you know, on the verge of being one of four first overall picks to never surface as a major leaguer.
Wow.
He changes positions. And then all of a sudden, he just starts striking guys out left and right. And the way he did it was overpowering, and it was a demonstration of badassery. So as far as the baseball player, badass is the word that I think of, if I'm allowed to say that. If I'm not, I apologize.
You're good, man.
But, total package is, you know, such a unique story. And redemption is, I guess, another word that I would think of.
All right, and you're man. Did you read the names that I had? Because we're going to talk about redemption story right here with the Golden Child, Jerkson Profar.
Unproven. is frankly the word that comes to mind for me. You know, he obviously burst through the Rangers system with all sorts of hype and fanfare in that first game against Cleveland. He hits the home run, and, you know, everyone is ready to carve out the Cooperstown bust and plaque. And, you know, unfortunately, injuries just kind of stalled his progression. And you know, we're kind of left wondering, had he not been hurt, would he be this superstar now? Or are the injuries just kind of a convenient excuse for the lack of development? But what I know is he had a great start to his major league time last year. But after the first month, he was an average at best player. And, you know, I think there's a reason why he's still on the Rangers. I think there are a lot of organizations outside of the Rangers who are a little skeptical as to what type of player he's going to be. And I know he wants to be a starting shortstop somewhere, but right now, until he proves that he can hit good enough to be an everyday player, he's best served being a utility player and embracing and owning that role, because frankly, his bat as of right now isn't strong enough to justify being an everyday player at one spot.
Well, that's brilliant. I agree with that. He kind of got exposed last year to me too, but in the end, like you said, unproven. It's weird. It's unproven exposure. That's really strange to say. All right, but that's enough baseball. I want to, as a representative of the organization, you have a pretty unique viewpoint of the new stadium, and you're also a fan of the team too. So sure. I want to ask you this, like, and a fan, as are fans in position to hold the team to like these high expectations now that they selected to build a stadium?
Yeah, I mean, listen, obviously a lot of us love the current stadium or still love the current stadium. I'm one of them, but, you know, I definitely see the reason as to why and agree, by the way, with the reason to get a new stadium. You know, if it was as easy as just placing a roof on the current stadium, then that's great. But when you consider some of the money that would be involved in retrofitting the current stadium for a roof, it makes sense to just go ahead and build a new stadium in a weird way. Now, I'll say, and I need to admit, I'm not an Arlington taxpayer. I want to throw that out there right now. So that
no worries.
Yeah, well,
nobody's perfect.
That decision that was made didn't impact me financially. Now, as far as the initial rendering, it was kind of shocking to see what those renderings looked like and how similarly they looked to Minute Maid Park. But what I'll say is, you know, the initial renderings had four bullpens. The ballpark's not going to have four bullpens. They didn't have a scoreboard or a video board.
Yeah.
The ballpark will feature at least one video board, like the current park, probably more.
Okay,
those are incredibly. Yeah, those are incredibly rough. And
yeah, if you're up there, you got to go bigger.
Yeah, so it's just tough to know exactly what the stadium's going to look like. I'll tell you that I'm super excited for the marriage between the new ballpark and the Texas Live project. I think that could really add a lot of buzz before games and maybe even after games.
So that
brings up a question I actually have for you. Do you think the stadium would have happened even if the vote hadn't have passed?
I don't know that it would have happened in Arlington, and I've heard a lot of really smart people give theories as to where it would have happened or how it would have happened.
A lot of Frisco talk.
Yeah, you know, Frisco's interesting because the Rough Riders are there, so there'd have to be a lot of changes made. You can't have a minor league stadium or minor league team and a major league team within a certain radius of one another. But I think a stadium would have happened, yes. I mean, here's the deal, guys. I love going to baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
There are very few situations in which I find a baseball game unenjoyable. But I'll tell you this. There was a game, I forget the month, it might have been August, when the Rockies came to town.
Okay.
And I believe it was a Thursday getaway day game. You know, we don't play a ton of those because of the heat and what it does to the crowds. But you got a first-place Rangers team playing the Rockies, and I don't know what the reported attendance was, but I can tell you that there were no more than 8,000 to 10,000 people actually in the ballpark. And not because it's a bad baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's 99 degrees in the middle of the day out
and
in Arlington.
And nobody wants to be there for
that. The reality is the fans for the Rangers are drawn from so many different parts of the Metroplex, not just Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for a family of four to make a 30-minute drive to the ballpark, only to have the, you know, 10-year-old Jimmy complaining about the heat in the fourth inning. You know, it just it keeps fans away. So having the sense of comfortability with a controlled climate, you know, is just too tough to pass up. And you know, I love outdoor baseball, and I wish we were in a city that allowed for outdoor baseball.
Yeah, we are not.
We're just not. And it's, you know, life's not fair. And unfortunately, you know, if you love outdoor baseball like myself and a lot of others, it's just not realistic to ask for outdoor baseball 81 times a year in Arlington.
Now, Jared, we're about out of time. Unless you want to stick around for a little bit, buddy, and talk for one more segment and kind of get a little groovy with us again.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to.
Cool, man. We really like hearing what you got to say. Before we go though, I kind of want to get a little something. I'm looking at your CBS profile, and Thorny, you have
Stalker.
A question about a certain somebody on there.
Yeah. We saw that you like Blake Lively a lot, so I'm curious. Do you think you could take Ryan Reynolds in a fight to win over Blake Lively?
Guys, here's the secret. Ryan Reynolds is just, he's kind of like a celebrity placeholder. I don't have a high enough profile. So Blake Lively, for her career, I mean, this is my wife we're talking about. I want what's best for her. So for her career, we signed this really sweet agreement with
Reynolds.
Like one of the most attractive guys I've ever seen. I figured it would only help Blake's profile. You know, and the reality is Blake's not an Oscar award winning actress, but she needs a little bit of help.
Right.
But man, she's beautiful and she's got a heart of gold and she's right here right now. You know, I'm sitting next. No, I'm just kidding. I wish I was.
You and me both, man.
You wouldn't be talking
both.
To us right now. Hold on. Let's not bury the lead. If Blake Lively was sitting next to you right now,
no.
There's no way you're calling in that is a boy's power.
No, absolutely not. I would send an email like, I don't know, maybe like a week later being like, guys, I totally forgot.
The love of my life was sitting next to me.
Yeah, so Ryan Reynolds is better looking. He's cooler. He makes way more money. But other than that, I'm really not sure what else he has on me. So I guess I've got a shot.
Definitely.
Well,
I think that's so cute, though.
Well, thank you for giving us that little tidbit. We're going to have some more fun with you here in a bit here, Jared. You guys want to do the trend with Jared Sandler?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. We have a segment called The Trend where we do our own hashtags and ask some funny questions. So we'll have you hang out and have some fun with us here after the break. We are the Boys Power Hour here on Talk Radio 1190. I'm Positive C, Jim DeBrainbox, Cassie Hollywood Wilson, and The Violator producing. We'll see you here just in a little bit with Jared Sandler and The Trend. I guess I didn't know.
I guess I didn't know. Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches. I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. Or call 800-480-1941 and give them the promo code IHEART. You'll get 40% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA.com. And when you buy 1 2-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy 1 2-pound jar, get the second half off, and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro, lean, clean, protein.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry, and I love real estate. Always have. I owned a real estate brokerage firm. And to me, real estate is a great investment strategy. It's a great retirement strategy. And if you want to learn more, there's a great show that comes on Monday through Friday right here called The Dale Walmsley Show. It's the Del Walmsley Radio Show. You want to learn more about being an informed investor? You're going
to
love it.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 1190.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Jim the Brain Box with Years of Boys Power Hour Forecast. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 65. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 65. So get out there and live your life. This report is brought to you by Golden Chick.
Golden Chick celebrates their 50th year with a delicious deal. For a limited time, get a 9-piece legs and thighs, fried or golden roast, plus a family mashed potatoes for just $9.99 for 50 golden years. Golden Chick.
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but
this
the bitch came back.
This is 1190 Talk Radio with the boys. And here is your host, Positive C.
And we have on the line Jared Sandler, yes, Rangers pregame and postgame show host. And we had some fun talking with him earlier about some Ranger stuff, some Texas Live and new Ranger Stadium stuff. But now, Jared, you're in our world, and we're going to give you a little bit of our world in something we call the trend. Yeah, that's right. It's where we here as the boys take hashtags that we make up, and then we ask stupid questions off of those hashtags. So are you ready to answer some idiotic questions and make us feel special?
Jared? That works. I'm ready.
Okay.
It's a 15-second delay.
15-second delay. Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. All right, here we go. Starting off, hashtag Gaga jump. That's right. So Lady Gaga did a rooftop jump during the Super Bowl that was faked and made her look more like the WCW Sting than it did really awesome. So the question here, and we'll start with you, Jared, the question: what was your thoughts on the Super Bowl halftime show?
I'm not very cool, guys. You'll learn that pretty soon. I'm one of the rare people who love the Super Bowl for the football.
Okay.
And
oh, no, that was a great
I think
game.
I might have been going to the bathroom when this jump took place. So I didn't have any live opinions. I've seen the replay, but I just didn't have any. I know I'm not allowed to say this, but, you know, God forbid I don't have an opinion on something. I just don't have a single opinion on this thing.
It's okay. I didn't see it either.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
First of all, I thought the game was great. Let's start with that. Uh-huh. It was a snooze, then became so high intense. But the actual Super Bowl halftime show, I actually thoroughly digged it. Like, I thought there was a lot of action to it. It was a little disappointing that there weren't any special guests this season.
Yes.
Or this year, I guess.
Very disappointing.
But past that, there was a lot of high energy, a lot of color. I think that it was one of the better ones we've seen in a while.
Yeah, I mean, personally, it was a pop show. There was explosions, there was fire, and bad dancing. Gaga can't dance. She really can't dance.
I don't know. She can't?
No. She moves like a board. It's really, really, it's sad.
Gaga, come see me, girl. I'll hook you up. I'll give you dance lessons. I'll show you how to roll those hips.
All right, guys, let's move along. Hashtag Bowling Green Massacre. So whoever Kellyanne Conway is, she is freaking entertaining. I don't really know what she does. But she says really dumb things. Can't even say her name right. And she also doubles down on the dumb things the Trump administration says. So over the past little bit, she came up with the Bowling Green Massacre. I tell you guys, go look it up. So the question is, Jared, what is the best fake news story that you could come up with right now on top of your head?
Fake news story right now. Blake Lively divorces Ryan Reynolds for radio walked up, never was Jared Sandler.
Oh,
brilliant, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought your love for her was pretty cute, but now it's kind of creeping me out a little bit. Oh. I'm not going to lie.
You win some, you lose some.
I feel your pain, man. I'm in the same boat as you.
No, it's still adorable. It's still adorable.
I'm just waiting for Anna Kendrick to marry me.
Right? Oh, I love her. That would be awesome.
We've all got our list, right? Our number one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of guilty of that, too.
Kat Denning, if you know you're out there listening right now. Hello.
I believe it's Jennifer Lawrence for Violator over here.
Oh, definitely Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. I'm all over her.
Best fake news story I can think of right now. Jennifer Lawrence has arrived at the iHeartMedia studios and has requested Will Shotwell come downstairs immediately.
I would turn off the radio station.
Radio silence.
It would no longer be on. It would just be gone. Like, no one would know.
Thorny.
So oh, man. Wannabe radio personality steals painting from Perot Museum and winds up in Cuba for $1 million ransom.
right.
That's so random.
All right, Cassie.
Gotta live life every day.
I. Yeah.
Chiquita Banana Lady comes back to life.
Yes, yes, how'd you know? No, one horn, one-eyed, flying purple people eater spotted in downtown Dallas captured this lady's Pomeranian and took off with it.
Well, very good.
It sounds like a true story.
It does. That all of that actually probably sounds a little bit more
actually,
truthful.
Actually, that actually happened to me on Halloween.
Wait,
I took
what?
My dog out, and then someone dressed their dog as a one-horned, one-eyed, flying purple people eater, and it scared the bejesus out of my palm.
Poor Pomeranian.
Okay.
Hashtag Pomeranian stuff. Hashtag, last hashtag, guys. Hashtag Super Dud Commercials. I honestly don't remember one Super Bowl commercial. I don't. No, seriously.
I only remember one.
I don't. Do you remember? Okay, so that's the question. What Super Bowl commercials do you actually even freaking remember?
I remember only one, and it was the Lumber 64 commercial. And that was, you'd think it'd be a lumber commercial, but it wasn't. It was talking about how people were, the immigration laws and stuff like that. It was very weird.
What about you, Jared? What do you remember?
Well, I remember there was one with the beads, but I think the first one I actually like looked to someone and said I kind of enjoyed this commercial was the yearbook one, and it wasn't like laugh out loud funny, but the one where they kind of went through the yearbook with the different celebrities.
Yeah,
I remember that. It must have cost a heck of a lot of money to secure those celebrities, but I don't know. I'm not saying it was great or anything. I think I enjoyed it, but that's the one I remember.
Yeah, that was a nice positive commercial, actually.
I remember too many of them. Stranger Things, because I just got so giddy. Stranger Things season two.
Stranger Things.
Coming
everyone
back,
loves Stranger Things.
Coming back to Walking Dead, where they, you know, they spiked, or they batted the football.
Okay.
That one got me.
That was okay.
But the one I think I remember that made me laugh the best was the sequel to Super Bowl Babies, where they started dressing up the little babies as different Super Bowl champions.
Oh, yes.
And just had them, like, they were pretty much did a photo shoot with them and stuff. And it was just one of those things where you're like, that is ridiculously stupid, but I like it.
It's so stupid, it's cupid.
Tug at your heartstrings there, buddy.
It's cupid.
It's so stupid, it's cupid.
Oh, yeah. And Jared, you've become a friend of the show now, so you have an official new name now. If you ever appear on the show again, your name is Jandler. We just think that it just is better to combine the Jared and the Sandler together. So
yes.
If you're okay with Jandler, I think that's how we're going to approach
it.
Jandler works for me. Trust me, it's a lot better than what my brothers called me when I was growing up.
Like,
yeah.
Which was?
Yeah,
is it radio appropriate?
Is it radio appropriate?
No, not even close.
Now, here's a question I got for you here, Jared. What was your most embarrassing moment on air or even in the clubhouse that you can talk about? Because, I mean, we've had some embarrassing moments where we've knocked our show off of the air when it was an online show, mm-hmm. like in the middle of it being online.
Hey, it's not my fault I completely tripped over a chair, okay?
Exactly. So what's something kind of embarrassing that's happened to you that you can talk about?
So there are too many. If you ask this question every day for the next 20 days, I could come up with a different one. But I just drove from Houston, and so I don't know why driving long distances is on the top of my mind. But when I was in Michigan, probably about 4 years ago, I used to host an afternoon drive radio show and would also call the high school basketball game of the week on radio. And sometimes the games were located, such distances away from the studio where I just had to do the show from the actual arena hours before the game. Otherwise, I wouldn't get there in time. And so there was one game.
Crunch time, yes.
Yeah, that's right. And so there's one game we were on our way, and my car broke down on the highway. And so I had to do this radio show. I did the radio show with cars zooming by on the highway by phone, and I constantly had to let people know, hey, my car broke down on the highway, so that's why you're hearing all this weird noise. And then I had to do, like, the first part of the second hour of the show in my buddy's car as he was silently driving me after picking me up from the side of the highway to the gym. And then I did the last two segments underneath the bleachers of the gym while we were getting everything else set up. So it was really embarrassing on a whole lot of levels. But having your car break down on the side of the highway when you're trying to do a radio show, not the most convenient for or easy way to find success. It was a memorable show. It was incredibly embarrassing, and we move on.
But the show must go on. You did not do your show. There are people who just would have been like, you know what?
I'm not going.
Yeah, best of moment right there. Nope. Jared works like the post office.
But it gives you a great story to tell when people ask you this question, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd say that's one of the more tame ones. I mean, I've done some free...
I'm kind of a moron. So I've done some really, really embarrassing things. And that's kind of like on the scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most embarrassing relative to my history, I'd say that's like a 3. So maybe next time. Now that we're friends and everything, I can share some 5 and 7.
Oh my gosh, a guy who admits he's a moron. This is great.
Yeah.
Here we go. You fit right in with us. Are you kidding
kudos,
me?
We're all kudos.
Admitted morons. We have no idea how they let us do this for an hour every night. Like, I don't think Talk Radio 1190 knows exactly like what they're getting themselves into, but we enjoy it. Hope you've enjoyed
you know
being
what?
On
just
there
wait
too.
Till you see our videos from last night.
Oh, man. Right? Yeah. We'll find a way to get you some videos of a nice little dance party that our buddies had thanks to a dance instructor. We know a dance instructor, and she was teaching some white boy dance moves. Well, some white boys how to dance.
Yeah, this guy specifically.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You might want to take a look at those when you can. Can you dance, Jerry? Let's talk about your dance skills right now.
Yeah,
let's
not
put
at
you
all.
On the stage.
I heard you guys talking earlier about dancing. I can do the 13-year-old slow dance. So, you know, I'm okay at that.
Okay.
I can do you know, late at night after some drinks. Like, I'm not good, but I'm more willing to do it.
You're more confident.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. My dancing skills are lacking. It, you know, really, like, confidence is such a big part. And I look at the way other people dance, and I just don't. Like, I don't think I'm any good at dancing. I have very little rhythm. I mean, I'm about as wide as it gets. So
I know the feeling, bro.
Right? Again, yeah. We all feel your pain here.
Not me.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't either.
Okay, so we got a split room for you.
I can make the YMCA. Like, I struggle to do the YMCA. That's not as easy of a dance as there is. Like, they tell you what to do. They literally tell you YMCA.
Yeah.
And I still find a way to screw that thing up.
That might be more of a spelling issue there, Jared. But,
we need to come up with our own hashtag for him.
Yeah.
That's what we need to have.
Yeah, hashtag Jandler. Yeah.
Sure.
We're going to put that out there.
Jandler for his boys.
Everyone go out there that's listening right now. Go to @SandlerJ on Twitter. He's a great Twitter follow. You can get some great information, not just on the Rangers, but, I mean, he does play-by-play for D-League team.
Oh,
you're getting closer.
Oh, man. It's there. It's there
with the Legends?
Yeah, Texas the Legends. Yes, Texas Legends. You took over for the great RJ Choppy, which is, awesome. And and he does so many great things. He's very knowledgeable about all kinds of sports, all types of just – he's a great life follow, too. Don't let Jared fool you. He's just sports.
I don't know about that.
I might be giving you too much credit here. But we thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Have a great Saturday night there, Jared. And whatever you do, just do it right and do it well.
Hey, I'll do my best, guys. Hopefully I'll stay out of jail and we'll call it a victory.
Love you, man. And we love you out there, community. Thanks for tuning in to the Zaboys Power Hour. I'm Positive C. That's Jim the Brainbox Thornquist. Cassie is here.
Hey.
And the person who's about to take over your listening pleasure is the Violator. Because up next, it's Violator's turn to violate the airwaves on Now for Something Completely Friggin' Different. Yes, this is the Boys Power Hour. Go to facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork. Go to @TheBoysMedia on Twitter. And you can also find us on www.TheBoysMedia.podbean.com. Yeah, that's right.
For now.
Soon we'll get that back, and you can hear lots of stuff, including the local lounge on that site, too. So Zach actually will join us, too. Zach's coming along. We're going to have some fun here in the last segment, so stick around after this. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
Hello, Coach Gary inviting you to Sports Talk, Sunday night, 6 to 7. Join me with my new co-host, Warren Shore, the Wiz Kid. We'll do what we do best, talk sports. Join me, the Wiz Kid, and Ben every Sunday night, 6 to 7 on 1190, the station that knows talk.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner and Jewelry Hygiene Pioneer. What is jewelry hygiene? I've discovered that because we don't clean and sanitize the jewelry we wear, dirt and bacteria builds up to levels 5 times greater than a public toilet. A biofilm of microorganisms grow under your gemstones and small openings in rings, bracelets, and necklaces. This bile not only dulls the beauty of your jewelry, but it also contributes to 80 million Americans contracting food poisoning every year. Moms, think about it. One minute you're changing diapers, and the next, making your child's lunch. And you wonder why your child gets sick so often. We all know our jewelry's dirty.
filthy dirty. Now is the time to take action and do something about it. Go to aquasonicwave.com and watch my demonstration videos. Clean your jewelry and kill bacteria, all in one easy step.
The Aquasonic Wave is the world's best jewelry cleaner. Order yours now at aquasonicwave.com and click on the iHeart tab to receive free shipping plus an extra 6-week supply of antibacterial hydrogel. That's aquasonicwave.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 0808. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 0808.
Asking for help is one of the hardest things to do. So don't ask. Just call 888-377-5179. Your confidential call to Better Addiction Care will match you with the facility that's best for you. And here's good news. FMLA will give you up to 3 months off work to start your recovery. Addicts have three options: prison, death, or recovery. Make the right choice. Call Better Addiction Care now. 888-377-5179. 888-377-5179.
The Beacon of Hope Community Luncheon will be held Thursday, February 23rd at the Renaissance Hotel in Dallas. The event will benefit the Grant Halliburton Foundation, a nonprofit that focuses on adolescent mental health and suicide prevention. Find out more at granthalliburton.org.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Jim the Brain Box with Years of Boys Power Hour Forecast. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 65. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 65. So get out there and live your life. This report is brought to you by Golden Chick.
Golden Chick celebrates their 50th year with a delicious deal. For a limited time, get a 9-piece legs and thighs, fried or golden roast, plus a family mashed potatoes for just $9.99 for 50 golden years. Golden Chick.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Talk Radio 1190. This is the Boys Power Hour. And joining us in studio right now is the greatness of Zach Killian, the host of the Local Lounge, which is coming up right after the Boys tonight at 7 o'clock. Zach, who do you got on tonight?
Calamity Janes. We're talking about the greatness that is relationships with the musicians.
Yeah, I saw that you had a couple of posts on Facebook about that. What's your Facebook page?
It is the Local Lounge.
Yeah. Is it facebook.com/local lounge?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. So go look that up. And I saw that you had a bunch of posts about looking for people to talk about dating musicians. How many people did you find?
There was actually a lot of feedback for that, and 95% were female. Wow. They had a lot to say about musicians and dating.
Yeah, we're guilty of that.
We're very guilty of that.
You're so easy to trick.
Now, the interesting thing about the show last week is I actually hooked up 2 women on my show.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes. They did not know each other at all, and I was like, well, do you ever come in contact with other women? Do you have guys that come up to you? It's like, yeah, I have women hit on me. That's the only people I'll let hit on me. And then the other girl's like, I'm the same way. What's your Facebook? What's your number? I'd love to see you sometime.
So this, I'm like, ooh, matchmaking. This is going to change into the Love Lounge?
Yes.
Oh. Ooh, the local Love Lounge.
The Love Lounge.
We might have something right here, right. But this is not our segment. This is not our segment because it is this segment belongs to Will Violator Shot Will. It's not something completely different, and it's violating airwaves.
Yes, violate me.
All right. Well, here's what's gonna happen. Originally, I had an entire plan for this, and now I'm completely changing it. Y'all are all playing each other for this.
Okay.
I've got 4 lists of underneath different categories, and y'all are gonna try to guess the top 5 things, and you'll get it real quick. So you've got a choice of, I can't read this thing. Oh, give me a second. I sincerely apologize. The worst things to do while drunk, best 90s animated TV shows, best TV theme songs, and best places to meet women.
Oh.
So which one do y'all want to go with first? Y'all have to guess the top 5.
Things that
you
do.
Got the biggest
drunk. Yeah, drunk. Yeah. Drunk.
Y'all want the drunk one.
Drunk one.
All right, well, good, because that's the one I got pulled up. Let me adjust my microphone so I can get
these
over
here. These are awesome topics, but I keep forgetting it's what's your brain, so what I think and what you think.
No,
totally
these are
different.
Top 10 lists he pulled
yeah,
up.
Yeah, like, this
internet.
Is off
this
of
is
the
pulled
internet.
Off people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this isn't mine. This is just overall.
Is this from the Chive?
No, it's not. So
BuzzFeed?
No, it's not. All right.
Money or die.
Oh, my God. Who wants to go first?
Well, I mean, shouldn't we just buzz in?
Then buzz in.
What culture?
No, I'm saying if you're going to... Oh, yeah, I guess. There is no...
There you go. Zach's first.
Texting your ex. Calling her.
Yes. Number four. I'm going to give you 2 points for that. Hey. Somebody keep up with this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say Snapchatting.
I would figure he controls
That would be included in text your ex, so no.
Really? Oh.
Driving.
Driving. That is number one. You get 5 points.
Yes. There we go. Mm-hmm. You better be. Mm-hmm.
Dumb things you do drunk.
Y'all can still talk amongst yourselves.
I know. It has to do with nudity.
Actually, not in the top five.
What?
Well, actually, maybe it does have to do with nudity, but it's not like nude pictures.
Okay. So what about
I just buzzed in.
Naked?
I just buzzed in. I just buzzed in, guys. Oh, I got the floor here. God, you guys in these games. I was going to say dancing.
No, that is not on here.
Okay.
Zach was close. I'm giving it to Zach because
sex.
Unprotected sex, but I'll give it to you. You get 3 points for that.
Cool. Like 7 points
for
Zach.
Wow, 5 wow. and 5. No, it's 5 and 5.
Oh, okay.
It's only 3
Two
answers
more.
Right.
Bring it out.
All right.
Cooking.
No.
Oh, drunk? That was a good one.
I actually tried to put wine in spaghetti once.
ding, ding,
after
ding.
Already done.
Skydiving.
Skydiving, no.
Skydiving drunk. That'd be right, awesome.
Y'all get one more. One more guess.
Swimming.
No, wrong.
Swimming. I do that all the time.
Oh. All right. Y'all going to have to add up your own points on this one.
So Zach's five got five. Chris has got five. And then Will, whatever's remaining, I guess you get now.
I got zero.
I think there's two left. I think I get like three.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, next list.
Wait, what were the other ones?
Get tattooed.
Okay.
And talk to the police.
Oh,
oh man.
So, I do that all the time. Yeah. I do that all the time. I'm sorry. I thought that was like at everyone's.
I don't know any tattoo artists that'll do
okay,
that.
Okay, next category. Oh. What do we got?
All right, we're going to go with best cartoons of the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 through 5. Actually, all of these are basically 90s TV shows, but one of them is a late 80s.
Okay.
Pokemon,
no.
Gem.
No.
Batman animated series.
That is not in the top five, but it is on this list at number 7.
Ding,
ding.
Good job.
Looney Tunes.
I'll give you Tiny Toon Adventures.
Okay.
But yeah. That was Looney Tunes 70s. Was like 60s and 50s.
Yeah.
Well, then they revamp it like every freaking year, though.
They had like a superhero.
No,
show
they actually just
like
revamped it recently. Yeah. They hadn't touched
no.
it in a while.
No.
Anyways, I have one.
Yeah, Tiny Toon.
Yeah. Yeah. X-Men.
No.
Oh.
How many points was Tiny Toon?
Y'all got to think child.
Animaniacs.
Child. Oh, yes.
That's
Animaniacs, so number 3, 3 points.
Who was my next guess?
So
okay.
Chris is at 8. You never told me how many Tiny Toons was.
No. Oh. He said it. So.
Oh, who's next? I missed it.
I'm over here.
I'm an awful game show host.
Yeah, you are.
Captain America.
No,
Captain Planet.
No.
Captain Planet.
No.
Oh,
that's
what?
Not. That's not 90s.
Gargoyles.
No.
No, that is not in the top five. 90s? It is on this list, though.
Really? That's a
Dungeons
horrible
and
show.
Dragons?
Wait,
what?
That's a
game.
No, there's a TV show. There's an animated TV show.
No, there was an animated show called Double Dragon.
I'm a nerd.
Buzz. I'm a bee. Magic School Bus.
Oh, that's
not in the top five, but it is on this list.
So then does Ninja Turtles count?
Pinky and the Brain?
Pinky and the Brain, no.
The Animaniacs.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, it was like a side
Power show. Rangers.
No.
Oh, you said animated, damn.
Animated.
Yeah.
All right, guys, you get one last guess, and then we got to move on.
It's going to be a lot of points for Will here.
Man, yeah. You're leaving it to me, really?
90s cartoons. Oh, ding, ding. Rugrats.
Rugrats, number 2. You get 4 points.
That's good. Good job.
How much was Tiny Toon?
No, it's not on there either. That was 2000s. But
the Jetsons.
Okay, so number 1 was The Simpsons.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Y'all got 2, which was Rugrats. Number 3 was Animaniacs. And number 4 was Tiny Toon Adventures. The 5th one, and I don't understand this one, was Dexter's Lab.
Oh, man.
The good one. But
that's a good one.
So
how many points did you get for us?
I'm getting 6.
Okay, you're getting 6. I put you at 9.
I still have 0.
So you got us all beat so far.
All right, next one. Best TV theme songs of all time, 1 through 5 again.
Buzz.
And this is
Buzz.
Okay.
Friends.
Friends, number 3,
that's
3 points.
Good. I don't like it that much, but
Cheers.
Number 1, 5
that's
points.
Good. That's good.
Everybody knows your
that
name,
puts,
baby.
That puts 13 there.
Oh, Buzz.
Go ahead.
Frasier.
Frasier, no.
Wait, that's the 80s.
Ding, ding.
No, it was not.
MASH.
90s, but still.
No.
That
wait.
Was 70s.
No, 80s. MASH is not in the top 5.
Okay. I'm just
90s.
The
TV.
Rugrats?
Oh, 90s. Oh, you're right. That was
no, but there is a cartoon on here.
Simpsons. Buzz.
No. Old cartoon. Think 60s and This
is Voltaire.
No, ding, Flintstones. Ding, ding, Flintstones.
Yes,
he
there you
said
go.
First, but I buzzed.
No, he buzzed. Yeah.
1 point for Flintstones.
Okay.
And there's one that's really obvious. You know, he was born and raised somewhere.
Oh, ding, 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 come Fresh on.
There you go. You got him.
To give us clues. You just took your own points
bonus
away.
Bonus points if anyone can do the entire song.
I can.
We got about 4 minutes to do
it. We got one more good topic.
All right,
we got one
last list. And this is the one, Cassie, feel free to chime in on this one especially because, well, this is the best place to meet women.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to get this correct at all.
Laundromat is on here, but that is not in the top five.
Ding, ding. Church.
Organized group activity. Does that count as church?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, sheep okay.
like
going to masses.
Like the literal definition of church. Yeah.
How many points is
Catch
that?
Her on the way to temple.
That is three.
Okay, but it's eight.
Ooh, Zach's have one.
Starbucks.
That's not in the top five.
Oh. That's a ding, 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 grocery store.
Not in the top five.
That's why we can't meet women.
Why? You guys are all looking at me like,
ding, 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 the rodeo? I mean, like, not a real guess, by the way.
Like, these could be situations, too.
Xbox Live.
Is that a volunteer online. Group?
No.
Yes.
Somebody should just say what I just said.
Volunteer group? No, that's...
ding, 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 volunteer group.
That's the same as a mass organized event or whatever.
I was going to say a chat room, but...
Hey, I didn't put this list together.
Sexaholics Anonymous.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's where I go.
Sexaholics Anonymous, yes.
Okay, there is one place and that y'all are completely missing.
The zoo.
No.
The library.
That's where I keep all my women.
Think intelligently.
Ding, ding, school.
Closer. Library was very close.
University.
Ding, ding, a bookstore.
There you go.
I was going to say Comic-Con.
Bookstore.
That's close.
Ding, ding, what? Wait. What is bookstore?
What?
Let's make sure we get this right. What is bookstore?
What is
wait, right name, right?
Y'all got one
wrong,
more.
Wrong
and
one.
I really don't like this one being on the list, but it is. I didn't make the list.
A sex shop.
No, it's not a place. It's more of
ding,
somebody
ding, ding,
that,
a funeral.
Oh,
that one is on the list, but that's not a good one. That I don't think it needs to be on the list.
Yeah, so this is like not a good one. You don't like it.
It's not a place you go. It may be somebody you know.
Through a
strip
through
club.
Your parents?
No.
Through a friend. That's like how the world apparently works these
A friend
days
of a friend
now.
Is
that
the,
or, no, it's match.com. You know. That's how the world works these days.
No.
I'm
sorry,
seen
I'm not paying $39.99 a month to try to meet the quote-unquote love of my life for 6 months and then go, okay, screw this.
Yeah, it sounds so appealing, right?
All right, well, I will go ahead and say that y'all... Oh, there is another one. We got enough time for y'all to try to guess on this one.
Okay.
Really obvious... And y'all haven't even gotten anywhere near it yet.
We've said school.
Think about, you know, well, okay.
Alleyway behind the abortion clinic.
Going with school. follow the topic of school.
Class.
Tutoring someone.
Where would you go to school as somebody who can date whoever you want?
Ding, 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 in college?
There you go, yeah. Number one.
I said college.
College.
Earlier.
Yeah, he did. College.
You said college earlier?
I said university, so.
Oh, I missed that. I don't even know
what's going on right now.
The game got chaotic.
I got
yes,
lost.
It did. It got really chaotic real quick.
Well, that's
and
what
I
happens
keep
when
up.
You allow a lot of violator said, to
violate yeah. the
So
masses.
Just to clarify, guys, my score is still zero.
Yeah, you got like, nothing
I'm
somehow.
A really bad girl. Like, I mean, I'm bad at being a girl.
Right,
I'm
like,
sorry.
You should be able to guess where every guy's ever hit on you at and be like, hey, can I get that number?
Yeah, every guy hits on me everywhere. I could go to the bathroom and come out and some dude be like, let me get your number. I'd be like, dude, let me wash my hands.
Hey, wait, why did you come out of the bathroom girl. Without washing your hands?
Hey, girl.
Like,
hey,
why
girl.
Would you walk out and then go back in?
Hey, girl, you just pooped.
I was talking about the stall.
Hey, girl.
Why is he in the women's
room? I had a guy follow me into the bathroom once.
That's hey, girl, you just pooped?
Yeah.
Can I get your number?
No.
All right, well, the number here was something that we were supposed to say at some point in time, but no one liked to call. Jared Sandler called, and that was awesome.
What's our new hashtag for him?
And hashtag Jandler for the boys.
Yes.
If you really want to show Jandler, Jared Sandler, that you love him, go ahead and hashtag that all over Twitter. Stay tuned for the Local Lounge with Zach Killian.
Hey,
he's going to be talking to, who are they again?
The Calamity Jane.
The Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane.
Rob Shoot. And join us next week and the week
sounds
after that.
Sexy.
I think we have a lot of shows actually coming up for you in a bit.
Sexy.
We are the Boys Power
sexy.
Hour. Go to www.theboysmedia.podbean.com and you can listen to this one right now if you missed this episode. All those other episodes, you can hear the Local Lounge skits.
I'll be posting Local Lounge.
Google search for us.
Google
please.
Search. We're out of here, guys. See you next week. Love you.
Bye.